Congressional Republicans, emboldened by big victories in the midterm elections and a new majority in the House of Representatives, are vowing to repeal health care reform. While such efforts are unlikely to succeed with a Democratic majority in the Senate and President Obama and his veto pen still in the White House, Republicans are exploring different tactics to dismantle or undo the legislation. We spoke to Tevi Troy, former Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Bush administration and a visiting senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, about the newly elected Congress, what it means for health care reform, and why Republicans may face challenges moving from symbolic to substantive battles over the legislation. Tevi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Daniel. Glad to be here.
So the Republicans scored big victories in the midterm elections. Come next year, we'll have a Republican majority in the House and likely be referring to John Boehner as Mr. Speaker. Healthcare reform is in the Republican crosshairs with talk of pushing for repeal. Is this political rhetoric and chest beating, or are we going to see this legislation undone?
It is not at all chest beating by the Republicans. They ran on this notion of healthcare reform being repealed and replaced. Again, it's important to say both repeal and replace because they're not just saying let's undo it, but let's find a better way to do it, hopefully a way that's bipartisan, that's more effective, that feels less rushed and less jammed through, and it is top on Speaker Boehner's agenda. That said, I think the Republican leadership also recognizes that it is not going to happen in this next Congress. In the Congress that was just elected in 2010 because of two things. One is President Obama's veto pen still there, and second, they don't have a majority, let alone a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. So a health care repeal will likely pass the House in the first couple of months, but go no farther than that. And so that's what I expect to see in the first few months. But then it's going to be what do they do after that health care repeal symbolic vote passes the House but goes no further.
You've actually outlined three scenarios for the Republicans. Walk me through each one.
Well, the first scenario is, I think, the least likely, which is a sort of do-nothing scenario. They have the symbolic vote. They say, we try to get this passed. President Obama still has the veto pen, and we want to see him gone by 2012 so that we can have a chance at this again in 2012 and after 2012, and then in 2013, this will be our new vote if you elect a Republican House, Senate, and a Republican president. That is if they just think that they can get nowhere else with it, and then they'll go no further. Again, I think that's unlikely. The second scenario is if they come up with a couple of targeted reforms or changes to the healthcare law, which I call it removing the warts, where you take away the 1099 requirement, for example. That's the onerous paperwork requirement on small businesses that they have to show every interaction above $600 with any vendor that a lot of small businesses are screaming about. You take away perhaps the individual mandate that a lot of Americans don't like and some feel is unconstitutional. You take away restrictions on health savings accounts and on flexible spending accounts, which a lot of Americans have started to get in the last decade or so and have liked. But the problem with that is if you take enough warts off the witch, maybe the witch looks less ugly. And so I think Republicans are a little concerned about taking away too many of the what are called so-called egregious provisions and be left with something that it would be harder for them to repeal in the future because of coalitional politics. It would be harder to get other people on board with them. The third approach is the sort of guerrilla warfare approach, and that's where they use the majoritarian powers that they now have to hold hearings, call for reports, do spending limitations on the implementation, and basically lay out the evidence for why they think this bill is bad, slow down the implementation, and set it up for a political battle in the 2012 election where they say, vote for Republicans, and then you will get this bill repealed, and then we can go forward.
So you've actually used a Jenga analogy, the game where people try to slide out blocks from a tower without collapsing the whole structure. What's the Jenga problem for the Republicans?
Yeah, the Jenga problem is in the second approach. If they try and take away different pieces of it, and I think they might not necessarily take pieces away initially because they are afraid of removing the warts. But I think as time goes on, they will feel that they have to have some healthcare accomplishments. And in terms of healthcare homelessness, you start pulling pieces out of the healthcare bill. If you pull away too many pieces, the whole thing collapses. And if they are unable to get it repealed, you're stuck with a completely unworkable, or from the Republican perspective, an even more unworkable bill. So, for example, the bill is predicated on this notion of an individual mandate forcing everybody to buy insurance, which is now a more expensive product because of the various regulations. If there's no mandate, the insurance prices, I think, will be so high that insurance will become even more unaffordable, and that's a real problem. So if you pull out certain pieces, the bill really collapses under its own weight, and I don't think that's the scenario in the Republican forum.
So one of the results of the election is that we seem to have lost some folks in the middle. We got a contingent of Tea Party members. We've had longtime moderate Republicans gone, and we've seen more than half of the Blue Dog Democrats knocked out. The polarization of Washington seems only to be getting worse. How do big issues like healthcare get resolved?
Yeah, it's a good question. And you know, in some ways, the notion of the people in the middle is overrated, because even though there are a bunch of Republican moderates, the Democrats chose to do their bill without having any Republicans on board. So I think that makes it such that the healthcare bill that has passed is seen as so partisan and so poisonous. You've got half the country saying we won't be on board with this no matter what. I think whatever happens down the road, whatever replacement we have to healthcare, has to be bipartisan. It has to have Republicans and Democrats on board, so both sides have ownership of it, and so they can say, okay, here's a bill, we're all on board with it, and we'll go forward. I've never in my life before seen a bill that one party so wholly rejected and said, this is not our bill, this is not our law, we don't embrace this. And so that really worries me. And I fear for our country if we have more bills like that in the future.
So for all the unpopular provisions, there are many that seem popular with the public. There are ones that are popular with employers, with even within the healthcare industry. Ultimately, Republicans are going to have to come up with workable solutions rather than just repeal, challenge, and block. If so, what is that going to look like?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't think the Republicans have yet come up with that solution yet. I don't think the Republicans know what that solution is. I have come up with some suggestions. There's a bill I called the small bill, which is sort of the simple bill. It's sort of a one-page list of reforms that could work that would include medical malpractice reform, allowing people to purchase across state line, expansions of health savings accounts, and tax credits to the truly needy to help them purchase insurance. A couple of reforms like that could really help reduce costs and increase coverage in this country. I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we've gotten to the place where both sides are ready to compromise. But I think after 2 years of partisan warfare, which is what I anticipate in the next Congress, that I think we'll be more likely to come to a place where maybe we can come to some kind of agreement.
And on the scale that we address 46 million people without insurance and $4.4 trillion in, you know, 20% of the GDP in, by 2019?
Yeah, well, you know, even President Obama's bill didn't address the 47 million. Right? There's still 22 million left uninsured in the year.
I guess what I'm asking is, big problem, does it require a big fix, or can we do it in kind of smaller incremental steps? Is that a practical approach, or one that's necessitated by our politics right now?
I think a big fix is problematic if it leads to bigger problems, which is what I think the President Obama's bill did. I would like us to see us start with, again, if we move past the current law into a new environment, I'd like to see a smaller targeted approach to try and whittle down that number of the 47 million. If you remember, the most indigent people in the country already have access to Medicaid. So the poorest people have access to Medicaid. A lot of the people who are in the 47 million are people who are called the healthy, wealthy types, the people who are earning over $50,000 or $75,000 a year, who are choosing not to purchase health insurance because it's a bad deal for them, especially young single people. Then there's a bunch of people who are immigrants, up to about 10 million people who are, some are illegal immigrants and some are immigrants not yet eligible for social programs. So there's the 47 million is not just one block of poor people who can't get insurance. There are different groups within that 47 million, and it's important to look at those groups and target different strategies to cover the people in those groups as appropriate.
And if we get past the 2012 election and still see Mr. Obama in the White House, Do the Republicans change their tactic?
They have to. Right now, their strategy is predicated on this notion of winning in 2012 and being able to repeal the bill before it's fully implemented. If President Obama wins re-election in 2012 and still has control of one of the houses of Congress, repeal at that point is not going to happen, and Republicans will have to come up with a new tactic. But I don't think they're there yet, and I think both sides are counting on winning in 2012 so that we don't get to that point.
Tevi Troy, former Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services under the Bush administration and a visiting senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Tevi, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Daniel.